Damien, how frustrating is it the person that's got, called him in has got their second equaliser, shouldn't have even been on the pitch?
Yeah, I know, and well, it's down to the referees. We can't do the referee's job for him. He definitely shouldn't have been on the pitch. He got in a commotion with Rumi before that, but he's put it in the back and he's still on there. That's nothing. That's out of our control. I thought some of the decisions today, for both sides, but some major ones for us. I mean, Maxwell on goal, their defenders passed it back and the linesman gave it for offside. And I just don't understand why. And then when you go mad, they just want to say that they're going to report you and send you off, but they won't admit to their mistakes. And then just talk to you like clowns, but you know, like you're a clown, sorry, not they talk like we're like I'm a clown, but a bit frustrated. I'm a bit frustrated as well because when we were 2-1 up, I think we should have had a bit more. The game was a bit too open for me, you know. Maybe that's something what we should have done from the bench. We were looking to change the system, but with the players what was on the pitch, it was really hard to see how we could do that and move players about and just be a bit more solid. But the lads have done me proud again today. I can't knock them. I mean, they scored after 10 minutes. Really sloppy goal on our behalf. And, you know, normally our heads would drop. Cannon's made a few good saves in the second half. But it was a great response. I gave them a word, a few harsh words at half time. And they came out of the blocks on the front foot and they were absolutely outstanding. But it was just a little bit open the last 10 minutes or so, I think, end to end. And Callum had a bit too much work for me, if I'm being honest.
Caelan Lee's come on at half time and put a really good shift in for you, hasn't he?
For me, man of the match. And I'm not just saying that, and considering he played 90 yesterday, that was superb, you know, superb shift what he put in today. And I just wish he was a bit more committed early on into the season. And that's what I've just said to him and Connor, you know. And it's down to them now, they're proving that he can compete at this level, whether it's on a consistent basis, I don't know. But he definitely can play at this level and he's a nuisance up there and he's done the club proud. And that special mention has to go to Rich and Todd, you know, because they're the ones bringing the players through. And yeah, he's worked his arse off. Yeah, no, he was superb. Him and Matt looked really good up there today. And obviously, we had to make 3 subs before half time, 3 injuries, you know, and that's the look at what we've got at the minute. And that's why I'm a bit frustrated with the amount of games what we've got. So we've got to look and see who's fit regarding Thursday. And obviously, there'll be a few more lads what played on Monday, what will definitely be involved on Thursday again. Because obviously, you look at Pearson as well, second 90 minutes in 2 games, you know. Callum's took a knock today, it's got me a little bit worried. Hopefully, he'll be all right. But apart from that, the lads done really well. And I'm disappointed in the first half, I'm not going to lie. But second half was more the way I want my team to play. We got out of them, they couldn't get out. But then the game, the referee spoilt the game a bit and then it just got sloppy and we switched off. Maybe I didn't help as well, being frustrated on the side. But that's just my passion for the game.
But obviously the downside, obviously, you have picked up a couple of real bad injuries tonight, haven't you?
Yeah, real bad ones. Josh has he's gone to hospital. Dexter's broken his arm. And then obviously it looks like Courtney's pulled his thigh or done a tweak to his thigh. So we really are struggling at the minute. I mean, Sean's not available on Thursday. Do you risk Rumi? Do you risk Jamie? You know, it's just, I don't know. I've got it's a difficult one for Thursday and I don't know what to prioritise regarding the team selection. But no matter what team we have, I don't think anyone will let us down. And, you know, and the lads proved that yesterday. But hopefully the fans have clapped us off again. That's the third game winning. You know, and that's what I've said to the lads. They've done well. They've done really well. And I think we can just recover a few ice baths and a relaxing day tomorrow. And then see them again on Thursday. I said to them, I'm sick of the sight of them. I've seen them 4 times inside 7 days, you know. But seeing them more than I have my daughter. But to keep performing like that, we'll hopefully have a good, strong end of season finish. And then see where we go from there.
Is Danny Quinn available for Thursday?
No, he's still not available. He's not back in. He's on holiday. He's not back till Friday. He actually booked a holiday before all these rearranged fixtures, which we knew about. So we've got Kane Lee, you know. And then I've just been told I can use, I think, Josh Dutton if he's available. We can come in on Thursday. So I don't want to be saying who's coming in and who's not, because obviously I need to sort out and make sure the priority, try and prioritise what lads are fit and what lads are not fit. So Texas will be going out rather late tomorrow. And we'll just take it from there and hopefully we can turn up on Thursday and have a good performance, hopefully another good crowd.
And if Jamie plays the next 2 games, I understand that's his 400th appearance, is it?
Yeah, that's what I was told that on Monday. But if he's been out with his thigh, will he be able to, or his hammy, so will he be able to play 3 games in 7 days? It's something to look at. We've still got another 2-3 games next week as well, so he'll definitely reach that landmark. But I'm not going to say it's going to be in the next 2 games. I've got to make sure we look after him. But I think Alvin Jarvis is actually off his suspension now, so that's a bonus. He should be able to come back into the equation on Thursday. Jordan Wakeley should definitely be able to get some kind of form of minutes, hopefully, for next week. I've spoke to him. He's just got a manager's job, so that's why he's not been available for this week. But it would be nice to give him 5 minutes or something on one of the games next week, just to say thank you and, you know, all his hard work of getting himself fit and ready for, well, not ready for the season, but himself back fit in a Quesley shirt.
But Mark Branch's made a big difference since he's come, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It's all about try what... We had a word with the management team and we were trying to identify players. I mean, it weren't so much young or flair players we're looking for. We just needed a bit of experience, and he's brought that. And obviously, he was a bit disappointed to be on the bench today. But the reason why that was is because obviously Joshua's played every minute of recent games, and Branch has missed a few through work commitments. So I just had to rotate the squad. Obviously, he was disappointed, but his attitude was first class. Came on, doesn't he's fitted in well with the lads, you know. And it's just a shame there was one or two other players that I was after and I couldn't quite get. But we've got what we've got, and also it's given an opportunity to reserve lads, you know, and fair play to him, and, you know, we just go again. But yeah, he's been outstanding since he's joined the club.